Tana, the Kala Sha'amru, he said the Mishnah, actually, Yasil Ha'am Lahachtis, because Kala is Kakala Sha'ta'enim, Kakala Sha'an, referring to the process of picking the, gathering the figs, not the gathering of the grapes. The fruit which is connected in people's mind with kayats is figs. Nabim are included also. Included in this Isser as well. So my time in the Tanakhama. So what's the machlokes? So the Tanakhama sober because sober teinim it mixes it on the biyada and not only mixes on biyada. The process of picking the. The te'enim, you pick them by hand, and nabim in general they would cut off the clusters with a knife. So the phrase of kayitz apparently is connected more with doing it by hand. Shungalil sabar nabim nami ki miradadon mixusan b'yad. When the wood is ready drying out on the vine, so you just break off the piece of, break it off. You don't need to use a knife to cut it off.
So kayitz is really not connected to our sort of our modern summer understanding.
Yeah, that's. I was telling the fascinating this Gemara. Yeah, kayitz means the summer. It's very tied to this process of tzitza. So Tiran Kakala Shaltainim, Shafisha Hainik Sutsis Biyad, the Hitas and Kriya Kayats. It's gathered by hand, that's called breaking it off. And we'll look at Kakala Shaltainim, Shumdala Mixes on Biyada, El Ayude Sakin, you cut it off, Ahim Chaticha Mikri. It's not called Ksitsa, it's called Chaticha. Anovim. Kimradadon mixes and biyod. Kashiyabsa ukse hawanovim, when the branches of the vines have dried out, avhein niksasus and biyod mikro. You'll break them off by hand, so therefore it's called tithes to them as well. Okay. So you fold up the mixoyos.
So that last
thing right there. Right? You don't have to get every single last one, but if most people are finished the process, most people have put away those knives. So after you pick the figs, so in the process of pressing together, you cut them and let the liquid flow out, and then you press it together, so you have these mixoos. You put them away. That's the end of that's the end of the process of picking the figs. Tana. Hukpulu roiv hamixoos. So once the majority of the mixoys have been put away, I'm assuming that the word hukpulu with the kuf and with the chaf over here are being used similar. I'm not. When the Mishnah also used lashon yakpilu with the kuf. So mutaris mishum gazel, mutaris enamaisa. Whatever is left in the fields is hefker. And if it's hefker, there's not, you're allowed to take it. It's not gazel, and it's patur from meiser because hefker is patur from meiser. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, Iklu Lahu Asr. So this story played out Lamaisa. They came to a place where it's already had happened. So Rebbe Habika Ochel, Rebbe took from the fields. Rebbe Huda Loy Ochel. So Rebbe Huda didn't eat. Also Marhoin, the owner of the field came. Okay. Even after that, he didn't eat it. Okay. Kesavra, the more said that they thought. That Mishum Esnius Mil Sahuda Ka'amar Aden Gavra. This person only said it not because he really meant it, but sort of cynically he was saying it. I don't see why the rabbis are need already. Like, come on, that type. He wasn't convinced that the person meant it seriously.
They were already eating it.
Rabbi Zerhuda didn't eat. Rebbe ate, so he didn't eat. Now came the owner and said, "You know, I don't know why you're not eating." It's already past the time. So he still didn't eat. So Morris says, "Why didn't he eat?" The owner came and said, "It's okay." So says he didn't trust the owner. He said the owner was saying it sarcastically. Okay. Rav Chama bar Rebbe Chanina iklal lahal asra bismachukul Rebbe Mitzos. So it was after the time it's what to eat. So Habakkuk Ochel, so he was eating. Yoyev Lishmoye Loy Ochel. He gave it to his Rabbi Chamabar, Rabbi Chanina gave to his Shamish to eat, and he didn't eat. So Amalei Ochel, you could eat. He explained to him. Kachamer li Rishma b'Rabbi Yosi Mishum Aviv Hukul Rabbi Mitzos Mutars Mishum Gezel Mutars Yina Meiser. So he explains him why he was eating, so he ate. Okay. Now more is a story over here. Rav Tarfon Asheche Lahau Gavra Bisman Shehukulu Hamitzos Tika Ochel. So the owner came. It was already Hukul Rabbi Mitzos. It's mutter to eat. And the owner of the field came. And saw him eating, and he was very upset. So Achse Basake, he took Reb Tarfon and put him in a bag. I guess he was quite a powerful fellow. He grabbed the rabbi. Well, he didn't know it was a rabbi. He grabbed the fellow who was, as far as he was concerned, was a ganav. Right? Even though the halacha is allowed to take, he was makbid. And he's upset, so he grabbed him and stuck him in a bag. Mishakle, he took him. Vamte the Mishtei Benara, and he was ready to throw him into the river, so he would drown. So Omar, Sir Tarfon, is talking to himself while this is happening, and he said, "Oy loy the Tarfon." That's the Girsa the Baches. Woe it is to Tarfon. He takes out the word loy. Shazeh Hargoy, I'm about to be killed. Referring to himself, he says, "Woe is to the Tarfon. Woe is to himself that this was going to happen." So Shama Haugavra Shav Kevu Arak. So the fellow heard that. Tarfon, he put two and two together. This was Rabbi Tarfon, and he dropped the bag and ran away. And Tarfon was able to get out. So, so Morris says like this: Omer Rabbi Vol Mashum Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel. That Kol Yom of Shalosh Tzadik Hayim Mitzara Al Dabr Zeh. The rest of Tarfon's life, he was concerned about this story. Because Omar Oili Shenishtamashti Bekisa Shel Torah, that the reason why he let me go was because he heard of Rabbi Tarfon, so he decided to let me go. So it comes out, I took advantage of my position. I was Mishtamish Bekisa Shel Torah. I was using the crown of Torah for my own personal benefits. Omar Rabba Bar Chan Omar Birchan called Mishtamish Bekisa Shel Torah, Nekim in Oilam. a person who will use the crown of Torah for his own personal benefits will be uprooted from the world. Kal v'chomer from the story of Belshazzar. Ma Belshazzar shenishtamish b'kli kodesh, which shenasu chol, the kli kodesh which were taken, and in some way they had already been desecrated when he used them. How do we know that this, that kli kodesh which have they've been desecrated lose their kedusha? Shenema ubaba paritzim mechilulua. The pasuk says that the priests came in and they were mechal. It means it became lessened in kedusha. But once kimin shapartzum nasuchal, once they broken in, the kalim have become chal. But even so, when Belshazzar took them nekim in oilim, the siv baba lelya ktil Belshazzar. That night, when Belshazzar used the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, she was killed for doing it. Hamishtamas is kisur shel Torah shehu chai v'kayim lo elom. The kisur shel Torah remains b'kedusha. It takes out the word chai. It says shukayim lo elom boed. Allah has come with kama that he's going to be nekem in oilim.
But I mean, there are halachos that sort of advantage tamidei chachamim.
There are halachas which that the people have a chiyuv to give to come to Talmid Chacham, but the Talmid Chacham should not use it. There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva in Shari Gimel. So the pasuk says that you can't be mishtamish with a member of Klal Yisrael. So the Ben Yonah says, if I know that because of my status, when I ask a favor from somebody, they will feel compelled to give it to me, whether they like it or not. I remember a lot of the rights of when I ask the question of Lusavu Abodazov, I'm forcing the person to be my slave.
What are you supposed to do if you're in that position?
Do it yourself.
What?
Do it yourself. All right, if I know that if I'm going to ask somebody a favor, drive me somewhere because of who I am, he's going to say, even though he doesn't want to do it, he's going to do it anyway. Because I'm going to finish the rice that they ask him. I'm forcing him to serve me even though he doesn't want to. Well, yeah.
But I was referring to.
Giving them a mixer too.
Right.
That's his cheshbonus.
But I'm thinking about halachos about, like, you know, taxes.
Right. So that's more. So that's a din on the tzibur should not be charging him whatever it is.
Okay, but the time halachim is.
He's not being mishtamish.
He's not being, but he's benefiting from the Ketzel Shel Torah.
So we're going to say this would be Nehenah. The Mor says this would be mishtamish. Right. So the act of taking advantage of it is a problem.
But if it's institutional, I mean.
Right. That's. Okay.
I mean, that sounds like if the Talmidei Chachamim get together and they decide, oh, we as a class, you know, can get this advantage, then it's okay.
Well, if a Talmid Chacham comes on and says, you know, I'm a great guy, they're being nice to me, that's a problem. If he's saying, listen, I also happen to be the person who paskins how you're supposed to, what your attitude towards Torah is. You have a chiyuv of coming to Torah to do certain things. So, I mean, who's supposed to figure that out? Now, Moritz? I mean, okay, but I'm taking myself out of the picture. I'll do it because I want to get the advantage. It says, you have a chiyuv. If the reason what my motivation is because I want the advantage, it's an economy, it's a problem. Whether we're Yachid or Robin doing it, still be a problem. Okay. The Morris says like this: the Ritarfin kiman the chi ochol when he was eating the hukla rabbi mitzvos hava It was the Hugla Rav Mitzvah. So much. What's the story over here? Amai Sarei Hel Gavra. Why was the person so upset? I mean, I understand, but like this is a little bit over the top. Putting a guy in a bag and it's right. It was basically we're saying halachically it's mutter. I mean, because most people are moichel at that time. So this guy's not moichel. I got it. Whatever, maybe. But why was he so upset? Shemur says, "Mishum da how." He was having a problem with Ganovim the whole year. I'm not sure the word Anvi over here means actually means grapes or means just the fruits. We keep in the Ashke the Tarfin. Server Heinel the Ganvut. He thought he caught the Ganvut. Okay. Now, Samora says, "Ihochi, amai tir nafshe." Why was the problem was so upset that he took advantage? Like, let's understand. If the pshat is really the person had no real reason to get upset like this, so Tarfin should have tried to explain to him the halacha and apologize, whatever it is. And he didn't. He just said, "Well, Tarfin, the person, oh, Tarfin, will be nice."
Or I'm not a thief, and I'm not this person.
No, stop. He was saying, if the story was not this, right. It was the regular din. I came to the film, but luckily it's mutter. You bet him you're way over the top. So try and talk to the guy. And he didn't do that. So we understand the more reason why Tarfin felt he acted improperly. But if the fellow thinks he's a ganav and he's ready to kill him for that, and there's no talking at this point in time, so what was he supposed to do? He had to save it. He did have a chiyuv to try and save his life. The more answer, Shum Dur Tarfin, Usher Gadol have a Bible in the Feist of a Dumb. The Tarfin was very rich. He should have offered him a lot of money. And instead, he used Kavanat Torah. Now, he didn't intentionally do that, but at the end of the day, he used Kavanat Torah. That's what he was worried about. Tanya, Labat Hashem Alekecha Lishuim Bekerle V'Dov Kaboy. They have a chiyuv to Labat Kanesh Baruch Hu and to V'Dov Kanesh Baruch Hu. Shal Yomer Adam Ekra, the person should not say, I want to learn Torah. Shikruuni Chacham. Eshner Shikruni Rabbi. The gears over here is Eshner Sheyazokin Beisha B'Yeshiva. The person should not say, my goal over here of learning is I want to get covered. Ella Lamoid Me'ahava. You should learn Torah because you have a desire to know, become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The seven covered love, yes, you will get covered, but that's not should not be your intent. Yes, those who are machzik in the Torah and those will receive benefits, but that's not why you do it. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Ritzadok Omer, say the word Hashem Paulam, but the Berbahen Lishmom. You should do your actions in the name of the one who created these actions, which means to do the mitzvah, Lashem Shemayim. Lashem Paulam. The Russian was Paul the mitzvah. He's the one who created the mitzvahs. You should do them because that's what your master wants you to do. The one who made them, made the mitzvahs, asked you to do them. With the Berbahen, you should talk about Torah, Lishmom. Now, if you look at the rush over here, it's in my in other words, your Gemara. In my Gemara, it's in the rush towards it's the end of the third last line. Kol diburecha umasaacha, but divrei Torah. All of your discussion of Torah, yeh l'shem ha-Torah. It should be l'shem ha-Torah. Now, if it means to do it, learn Torah because it's a mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the first halacha. I said the Ram l'shem polam. So what's this adding? So it means, k'day leida u'lehovin u'lehoisiv lekach u'pilpul. You should go, should be to really understand the Torah. Well, the counter these goes, not to just fight. And so the reason why you're learning is to become a Balgaiva. But your goal of learning Torah is to know the Torah. So Lishma means, Lishma by Torah doesn't mean, for the mitzvah part of it, it means to get the Torah. This is the, this rush over here is the famous, the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet. Writes a whole shara spending on the idea of the importance of learning Torah with a tremendous drive to understand the Torah. He builds it all on this rush. This rush, this is the rush where he works with. He was coming to respond to the Chassidim, which their main point was, you know, Dveikus and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the goal was to learn Torah, just to come down, just to for the mitzvah part of it. So he says, you know, so they didn't work and toil to understand the Torah. He says that's what the rush is coming to say. That's what the Mor is saying, that that's not enough. You have to constantly toil to lay the lahavin lahaysiv lekach upilpul. Do not use them as a crown to get the gedula from them. Or don't use it as an axe to get benefit from. The Kalvachamer again, Malbal Shasta Shul Nistam, Shalab Kli Kodesh, Shanasuch Kli Chol, Nekim and Oilam, Mishab is Gitch Shul Terra, Allah is Kama Bekam. Okay. Zot the Gemara. I am allowed, when I come into a place where I'm not known, to declare who I am. So Avadja comes to Leo and says, he introduces himself to Leo and says, you know, I'm a good guy. I have a Yerushalayim. Like, wow. That he was allowed to say. He wasn't out of line. He's allowed to say he's a person who does mitzvahs. The Mor says, "Kasha the Tarfon." So then, what was the Tarfon worrying about? He has the right to say, "I'm a Tarfon." Again, the Mor says, "Mishum Dasher Gadol Haya Behavli the Feisim Bedamin." So if you have another way to get be dealt with appropriately, you should use that. So Avadya presented himself and said who he was. That you should not be the one praising yourself. Somebody else should do it. Where it says, if he's not known, he has the right to say who he is. If I'm a Rava, Charlotte the Sivan Rabbanan, to Talmud Chacham has a right to say the main return, Rabbanan or not. Charlotte Tigroi, Veresha. So, one of the dinim of Dilma Talmud Chacham is when he would come to the market to sell, he would they would hold the market. He would sell his wares first. So he has a right to say that's who he is, and that he has that benefit. He has a right to use that benefit. The Ron Silver is actually referring to going to Bezdin. In case of, he has the right to ask that his case should be dealt with. Bittel Torah.
Because his time is more valuable.
The Sibbe Bnei David Kahanim Hoyu. Makai notabu Rosh, Atamachachim notabu Rosh. So there's a din of, we compare them, they were Chachamim, and therefore they're compared to Kahanim in the sense that they're dealt with first. And by Kahanim, how do we know by Kahanim that there's such a din? See, Bekidashtai, Kieslech Lechem Elokecha, whom I crave. You have to give him, make him holy. So what does that mean? Tanarishmo, Bekidashtai, Lechodavisha, Bekidusha. Liftach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, Little Mono Yafa Rishon. Okay. You know, let's catch up on the round over here. Right, so that I'm not sure that applies to the Talmud Chacham. It says this Nakuda of going first, you know, he has. I'm not sure I understand the difference between the two things. I'm not following your thought process. Well, that's not even your time is not more valuable. Yeah, I'm assuming the second, yeah. Okay, to the run.
He's even like a so it doesn't have to earn it, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So the Ran, top of the page. At that point in time, people are miyayish. Once people put away all the kalim used for the process of gathering, means they're not planning to gather anymore. So that's basically it becomes hefker. So Chazal darshan yotze hefker sheyesha chelik benachlimoch. The only right that the Levi has the meiser is because he doesn't have a portion. And hefker he shares equally with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So there's no dinner meiser. Shemstias milsahuda ka'amar haden gavra. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda thought even after the person said okay, he's doing it with a hatred. Mibnei royal lev v'larmer kvar he tarte. Listen, you know, Rabbi, you're doing it anyway. Okay, fine, do it. That type of attitude. Shomahu Gavra, he cares Shem Tarfin, he realized it's a Tarfin, and he just dropped him and left. She stamastu kisses shul tarfin. She nichu. They let him go. She dior shehurim tarfin. He did it because of covenant Torah. So where's the hachirim tarfin? My tzir nafshi. If it was talking about that the story was that there were these ganavim, so why is the tarfin upset? So. When the more I ask Ihachi, if so, means until now we understood why he was upset. But now that you tell me that's the story, we don't understand why. So why do we understand that yes until now? And now we don't understand. So like this, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo, if he would have said, Lohavi Kapita, how Gabra Ella, how Yishaita, it wasn't because there was a story of Ganovim, but this fellow was me Makbid on the act right now, which is halakhically retired from doing nothing wrong, but this fellow was me Makbid. So then, to the Gemara, Shemachi, Habim Itzayir, Sir Tarfin, we understand why Sir Tarfin was upset that he took advantage of his name. Why? Because he had another option. Because Heich Lohidioi, it said he should have explained to him, this man should pull the Rebbe Mitzos, Hefkerinino. So he should have tried to explain that that's the rule. And minami loitzayisle, and then if he says yeah, but I am makbid, etc. The lichol may have poured, so I'll pay for the cost of the you know, I took five figs. Here's, you know, I'll pay you, you know, pay you for your figs. So if the whole issue over here is these five figs, he has a simple eitzah to deal with that. Eliyamrit, but the more same. And now that you tell me the kulashata, havi ganvi le envy. There's people stealing the whole year. So by Habba the Nevin, what's he supposed to the tarfim, what could have tarfim have done? I mean, so the, only, the fellow says he can't explain that he's doing something which is proper because the person thinks he's a gun from the whole year. Paying, you're talking about paying large sums of money which he's not chayiv. Maskinan, the more he answers, that you're right. The kivan the usher gadol hoya. So the average person, maybe he had no other solution, and that we would not fault if what he's doing. But if Tarfin had tremendous was extraordinarily rich, right, we had the more with the Tarfin. He said he owned 10,000 ships, 1,000 ships, and 1,000 cities. And, So like, you know. Yeah, it's going to cost you some extra money you don't really have to pay, but you know, you got money, use it. Now there's nothing wrong with this. Now, miu dafkam chay gavna who the usher. Here's where the problem was. Mishum da hogavra adayin hayachoshtoy. Right, the first and pashut really believed that he was this ganav. The chayter usher who shenichoy, and it wasn't that he believed him. He wasn't the ganav. He says, you know, maybe he was the ganav. Remember, you know, with the rabbis, who knows what they do at nighttime, right? But it's retired from, you know, it's not, you know. Ganav he might be, but he's still a rabbi. I'm not going to chaper with him. So that the problem is the person didn't say, "Oy vey, I made a mistake. It's not. He's not the Ganav. Why should I kill him?" That because then retirement's point was, I'm not the person. But if the fellow says, "No, you are the person, but I'm not going to do it anyway because you're a rabbi," that's where you have a problem coming to Torah. But Avuvale lift out the Kavod Torah, but Mashe Enochayev by Yishari. We're saying right now that the person is allowed to say, I don't have to pay taxes, whatever it is the Moshe can get to. Right? So, I don't have to pay a year's worth of Gnei, which I didn't do, that, yeah, I have to pay. I'll explain to you, I'm not the Ganav. If I tell you that I'm the rabbi, you say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody else, I made a mistake, obviously you're not the person who did it, and you don't owe me anything. So I'm not taking that as a covenant of terror, I'm explaining what the story is. The problem here was that the fellow, even after he heard of Reb Tarfin, he still believed Reb Tarfin was the Ganav. Just he was scared of Reb Tarfin because of Reb Tarfin's COVID. Wow, right? It's sorry, because I'm going to come on. Shalom, the Shimmer button. Lamemer, well, you hit the car, I'm not going to pay taxes. I write the same, I'm who I am, and I don't have to pay taxes. Shalom, the Mamer, Shalom, the Tigre Beresha. Shikiyatsu Dor Melo, other types of things. Zachs, the Torah, the Tunic, the Torah gave them this right. Kashem, Shazachs, the Kanam, the Vim, Shumma, Mises. So saying I'm a Kayan and get collecting Shumma, Mises is not wrong. Well, you're Balgaiva, you tell me if you're a Kohen. I'm just informing you of the facts, and I have a right to get what I'm supposed to get. And over here, the problem was Kovat HaTorah. He was doing it now leaving him from the financial responsibility. He's just saying, I believe you're the Ganav, I believe you owe me the money, but I'm not going to touch you because you're the rabbi. That's a problem. Your goal shouldn't be to get covered. Your goal should be, I need to know them. You make them like a necklace around your neck. You should do mitzvahs. The shame Shemayim, the shame of the one who created the mitzvah. He commanded it. Maybe Elio didn't know who Avadya was. He's allowed to say who I was. Try to take liberation. Eternally, targetially, deal with my arguments. Klarmer, possibly didn't need Tzila. I want to get my judgment dealt with first. So the Pasuk says there were Kahanim in that sense. Now, The way the Ron presents it, there's no. It's going back to Jonathan. I can recount. I mean, I can't recount. I can't say that. But that the issue is the cover, not the time, the value of the time. If you look at the rush, the bottom line. Surely to grab a ratio, pisli dini kadeshali is about him elimudi. He learns the point is because I need to go back to my learning. The Ron does not make that condition. Fine. So the Kayan, the Tosafot of the Kiddushta, you should hold him holy. So the Mor is saying that holding him holy means you have to create a certain attitude towards him, that he has the right to go first. That is how you indicate that you deal with this person with a Kiddushta. So Kayan is the Tach Rishon. The Kriya Sataros, Shakar Rishon, he goes first in the laning. Mark Rishon, Birchas Amazon, Shukadim Mechaladim, he has the right to bench. It's a Monoyabim Rishon. He bought Lachlik Dover, they're dividing up the portions. Im Yisrael, together with Yisrael, obviously Yisrael b'menu shtei chalokim, shavim. The Kayan Bara, Eizem Ehen Shiyutzi. He doesn't have right to get extra money. But you divide it up as fair as you can, and the Kayan gets to pick which one he wants. Okay. Let's hold it here.